Our topic today is Hallel B'Sha'as Shechitas Pesach. Our Gemara here, Pesachim on Daf Samach Dalid, where the Mishnah says that B'Sha'as Shechitas HaPesach Koru Es HaHallel. V'Koru Es HaHallel Im Gamru Shanu V'Im Shanu Shileishu Afal Pishal Shol Shemimeim. There was a Hallel B'Sha'as Asiyas Korban Pesach. So what is the source of this Hallel? What's the Mechayev? What's the nature of the obligation to sing Hallel at the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach? So the Mishnah later the Gemara later on Sadi Hei Amud Beis addresses this. The Gemara says, in the context of Pesach Sheni, Sadi Hei Amud Beis, why is it that Pesach Sheni is not Ton Hallel Ba'asiyaso? This is Sadi Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah Sadi Hei Amud Aleph says, V'Hasheni Einu Ton Hallel Ba'achilaso, V'zeh V'zeh Ton Hallel Ba'asiyaso. That there is no requirement for Hallel B'Sha'as Achilas Korban Pesach Sheni, but there is a requirement for Hallel B'Sha'as Asiyas Pesach Sheni. So why is that? So the Gemara gives you two options. What's that? Asiya versus Achila. So the Gemara says, number one, there's no miut. Laila kamamait, yom lo kamamait. So the Gemara has an assumption that there was a Hallel B'Sha'as Asiyas Korban Pesach Rishon, and once we have it, we should assume that it will continue for Pesach Sheni. The second one is, Efsha Yisrael Shochten Es Pesachim V'Not L'Nes Luvayim V'Ein Omrim Hallel? Of course you're going to say Hallel B'Sha'as Asiyas Korban Pesach, just like you say Hallel B'Sha'as Netilas Luvayim. So that itself is fascinating and is telling a lot of interesting biur, because Rashi, explaining this opinion, says, of course, kevan de dvar mitzvah hu ton halal. Since this is a dvar mitzvah, it requires halal. So that itself is really fascinating. We don't say halal when we put on tefillin or something else. So we'll leave that. But let's go back to the Rashi of the first opinion. The assumption was that you're going to say halal. Why? Lomiat vaharehu kepesach rishon cheton halobas bishashchitaso kedamrina betamin nishchad in our Gemara ulekamon amrinon, says Rashi, neviim shebeinayim tiknu lehem sheyu omim al kol perek uperek v'chol devar chirush. It's from the takanas neviim, which is in the Gemara on daf kuf yud zayin amar aleph, where the Gemara wants to know, Hallel Zim Mi Omro, who instituted the concept of Hallel? The Nevi'im instituted it. So one option to understand the origin of this din, of the Hallel B'Sha'as Asiyas Korban Pesach, B'Sha'as Shechitas Korban Pesach, is that it's from a Takanas Nevi'im. That's option number one. Option number two, the Mikdash David says, in Chav Hei, he says it's midrabanan, which is going to be less a darga less than takanas neviim. He says it's not min haTorah because the korban pesach is not a korban sibor, and therefore it's not taun shira, and therefore this hallel, which he's associating with shira, which we're going to talk about, this hallel b'shas shchitas korban pesach is only midrabanan. If that's the case, if the Mikdash David is pinning this on the din of Shira on a Karban, so then the Tosfos Rid, we mentioned the Tosfos Rid in the context of Tkios, he assumes that the Tkios are required B'Sha'as Shechitas Korban Pesach, which is also what it says in the Mishnah, because we treat the Korban Pesach like Korban Sibur, because it's all Sibi Kenufya, like the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun and Aleph. Memela, perhaps according to that, then the the shira is going to be novea from the din of tkios, and it's a karman tzibur, so maybe it is doraisa. And guess what? The Sifri Zuta says that it's doraisa. If you look not in the regular Sifri, but if you look in Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema, so he has a Sifri Zuta. In the Sifri Zuta, Al Zivche, that's a Korban Pesach. And the Briska Rav picks this up, and he says this is actually a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa to have Shira, which is Halel, Bishas, Shchitas, Korban Pesach. Great. Takanas Leviim, Drabanan, D'Oraisa.
Bishas
Shchita, although we saw it in the Lashon Rashi, it sounds like even in the Hemshech. So the question is, who is singing this hallel? So there are two different approaches to this question. Rashi and the Bar Tanura both say that the ketos, the people, the members of the populace who are in the Azara, are singing this hallel, this shira. But Tosfos quotes a Tosefta. So the Tosefta says black on white, and this is how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that the Shira is being recited by the Leviim. So let's look at both of these opinions very briefly. That's what we're going to focus on today. Shitas Rashi, that the Yisraelim, they said the Shira. The problem is that if you look at Rashi, Erechin, Andaf, Yur Amin Aleph, where the Mishnah says that there were 12 days that the Cholil is makel of Namizbeach. There was Shira with Cholil. One of those is Bishchitas Pesach Rishon, says Rashi. Biyud Dalet Benisan Shayu Korna Halabazar Bishashchita. And who was that? Rashi says two Rashis later. Vashir Hayu Osa Shira Mafurish Rosh Hashanah. Vahoyu halavim mishorim bepe es hahalo ba'osan yud beiz yamim. So Rashi says the Levim recited the shir. They recited the halal b'shas shchitas ha-pesach. So how do you reconcile the fact that Rashi tells you here the ketos said it and there the Levim said it? So comes the Briska Rav in the Chidushim on the Rambam. And it's also quoted and explained in a fairly, it's actually quite a lengthy essay from Rav Yehuda Gershuni here in the Sefer Chukas HaPesach, which I can give out to you. I printed it out. That Sefer is on the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. I'm sorry? No. Sefer Chukas HaPesach. And the Briska Rav, that's Rav Velvel. They both point out that there are two shirs that are happening here, two shiros, two halals that are taking place. Because there are two dinim. One is shira on the karban. The other one is a din, a separate, independent machayev of shira of shchitas karban pesach. Two totally different shiras. The shira from the karban, the Gemara and Erechin, that's going to be done by the Levim, like every other shira on the karban. But there is a separate din, a shira of the Yisraelim, b'shas shchitas ha-pesach. Now, when Rav Noach and I discussed this, we went back to the Briska Rav's other piece where he discusses halal and shira, where he actually references our Gemara at the end of the piece there in Hilchos Chanukah. It comes out that according to the Briska Rav, there are four potential different mechayvim for halal, so it's a little bit tricky to splice those up, but Ein Sham, it's interesting, it's not a stira per se, it's just, you know, the makar of Hashir Yelachem Kalel Eskadish Chag, it's going to be applied in interesting ways. So Ein Sham, just so you should be aware that this idea of the Mechaya for Halal is more complicated than you think. It's the comments of the Briska Rav in Hilchos Chanukah, because there, that's where the Rambam deals with the laws of Chanukah, and there the Briska Rav sets out his own two mechayvim for Hallel. Hallel B'Shas Hanes, Hallel which is commemoration of a miracle, versus Hallel that's Novan from a Kedushas Hayom, from the sanctity of the day. Even that's a little hard to understand over there, because his assumption is that the holiday of Chanukah is not a Hallel that commemorates a miracle of Gu'ulas Anshei Yisrael. It's one that's associated with the Kedushas Hayom based on the Gemara and Erechin, but okay. But it's interesting that you then have to thinly slice the different mechayvim for Hallel in different contexts. But the point that the Briska Rav wants to suggest is that there are two different mechayvim for Hallel, and that's why these are two different groups that are saying them, and that one is connected to the other. This is what the Hulkas HaPesach also explains, is that the Chiddush is that the Hallel, the Shas, Shchitas, Korban Pesach, that Shira is the Prakim of Hallel. Could be. Or the Levium are saying Hallel at that time. That argument, because we have to understand, you know, it's hard to understand what that Gemara means. Part of it has to do with the nature of the relationship between Hallel and Lulav, and then Hallel and Pesach.
Right. And Rashi on our Mishnah, so our Mishnah is talking about the Yisraelim saying,
yes,
Rashi. So why are they repeating it two or three times? Like, shouldn't each Yisrael do it one time? Like, if it was a Levim, I understand, the whole time the Korbanos are being brought, the Levim are singing, they're going to do it until they finish the Korbanos. But if it's Israel, I would think each person would do it one time.
So I'm assuming, I hear the question. The question is, what's the nature of the Mechayiv? And Briska Rav did not discuss this. Is it that when you bring a Korban Pesach, you have a Chiyuv of Amiras Hallel? When you, the Bailim, Shech the Korban Pesach? Or no, even this Hallel, this Mechayiv of Hallel, it's not a Mechayiv on the Shochet himself. It's a mechayev that b'shas shchitas korban pesach there should be hallel from the shochtim. Not necessarily that it's chiyuv on the yachid. Could be that that's exactly the point of the mission, that it's a chiyuv on the collective.
So it's different than the case of Nolan and Sluvin, where each person has one.
So that's also tricky, and that's why the mechayev, the relationship between hallel and lulav, if you don't have a lulav, do you say hallel? Of course you say hallel. Right? Exactly. And then the opposite is also the question, which is, where is the ikar, and I didn't have a chance to look into this, but this is a further question, which is, where is the ikar kiyum of hallel? I seem to recall the recess in my mind, Rav Soloveitchik has an essay or two or a discussion about this, whether or not, based on the Rishon, whether or not the Ikar Kiyum of the Lulav is Mida Agbe Nafik Bey at home or during the Na'anum and Shul. It's part of the question about different people's Minhagim, whether they take the Lulav before. So that's the Chiddush of the Briska Rav, that there are two types of Hallel that are happening here, Hallel from the Levium and Hallel for the Yisraelim.
Are they all saying it at the same time, or are they all saying it?
Probably at the same time. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah.
So the guy down the line is not.
If everyone's saying it together, as long as they're shechting the Korbanos. So this pshat in Rashi says that Tzlach obviates a problem, the kasha that Tosfos raises, because Tosfos here asks a question: how could it be that they're going to sing Hallel, which is a Shira, if they're going to offer the Shira b'shashchitas haKorban? The rule of Hallel, of Shira, is that you only sing Shira when you have Nisach Hayayin, and there's no Nisach Hayayin happening here. So the answer is, says the Tzlach, perfect. It's because the Levim are not singing the Shira, the Yisraelim are singing the Shira. So for the Briska Rav, that's exactly what the Briska Rav will say. The Briska Rav will say that the Tanai of Ein Omrim Shira El Al Hayayin, that's a Tanai in the Shiras HaLevim. But the Yisraelim singing it, totally different. So the Briska Rav is going to have to explain why the Leviim don't require Shira al Hayayin, which we'll get to in a minute, according to Tosfos. But on the Yisraelim side, for Rashi, it's very good. At least the Yisraelim, you don't have to worry about Shira al Hayayin, because they're not singing Shira as a Chiyo from the Karban. We're going to have to deal with the Yisraelim, the Leviim, in a second. There's an interesting practical question here, which is the Leviim we're going to have to answer for Tosis, but the Yisraelim, then you know for sure why they don't have a problem of Shira Alayayin, because it's not Shir Shal Karban. So Rav Noach asked, when we were learning, he asked an obvious practical problem here. He said, what's going on? The people, they're shechting the Karban, there's blood flying all over, they're grabbing the animal and the thing, and they're saying Hal at the same time. But if you say like the Briska Rav, comes out amazing. You ready for this?
Who says this?
What, man?
Who says this?
Who says what?
What are you saying right now?
I didn't say it yet.
Oh.
You ready? So there is a commentary on the Mishnayos, on the sign of Mishnayos. It's called Tosfos Chadashos. Who's the author of this? Tosfos Chadashim. From Rav Shimshon Chassid from Altona, the author of this sefer, the Nizirus Shimshon, and other svarim. You ready for this? So he says, it doesn't say the Briska Rav, but according to the Briska Rav, it's perfect. He says, Tosus Kasu di Isubitosefta, and the Rambam says the same thing, that the Leviim read the Hallel, V'yesh Lomar, Kivan Shikorin HaHallel, Kol ha'om onen achareim rashi prakim. Mishum hachi ka'amar havar tenura da'akitos korin.
Would that be the case whenever the Leviim sing
Hallel? I don't know.
Anybody who happens to be in the Mikdash?
I don't know. That's a great question. But I was...
That's a compelling read of Rashi.
What's that?
Does he think that's a compelling read of Rashi?
I don't know. But I thought that according to the Briska Rav, it turns out perfect. Because what happens, according to this Tosfos Chadashim, I don't really understand what he's thinking. It sounds like he's assuming that the Leviim are singing it on behalf of the Yisraelim who are, but the problem is that the Bar Tanura didn't say that the Leviim are singing it. But according to the Briska Rav, it works out great. Because the Leviim are singing because they have a chiyuv mitzad the Karban. The Yisraelim have a chiyuv mitzad their Shechitas HaPesach. How can you kill two birds with one stone? The Leviim sing, and the Yisraelim are onim. So the Yisraelim are mekayim their mitzvah of Shiras Hallel B'Shas Shechitas Karban Pesach through the Shomea Ka'one from the Leviim. Right? According to the Tosfos Chadashim, it's a little funny because Mechitesi that Rashi thinks that the Leviim are singing the Shira. It's like a big ukipta. But according to the Briska Rav, it's great. The Leviim have to sing Shira for their reason. And the Yisraelim have to sing Shira for their reason. So the Leviim sing the Yisraelim, sing the Shira, and the Yisraelim are Yotzei Shomea Ka'one. And that's how the Yisraelim can be busy with their karbanos, and they can still be Yotzei the Shira. I'm not understanding the question.
There's two different mitzvahs of Sikona. The Korban are doing their normal shira on every single Korban in the world,
yes,
including the Korban Pesach.
Yes.
The Yisraelim have a specific mitzvah by Shechitas Pesach to say Hallel.
Yes.
It happened to be Motzi with the Kohanim who are doing a different mitzvah.
Because it's the same Hallel.
It happens to be the same words, yeah.
Exactly. So why can't you be Yosei the same two people that... Why can't you be Yotzei the Hallel with somebody else's chiyuv?
So Rashi's also good, right?
Yes, I'm saying that this Tosfos Chadashim fits very well according to the Briska Rav. Because otherwise, according to the Tosfos Chadashim, Mechitesi, both of them are singing Shira. It doesn't sound like from Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi that the people are singing the Shira.
They are. They're repeating.
You hear?
Yeah. They are. They're repeating after the...
But it answers Rav Noach's question, which was, in practical terms, what does it mean that the Yisraelim were singing Shira? They're preoccupied dealing with the Karban Pesach. The answer is, they're listening to the Levim answering Amen or Rashi Prakim discharges their obligation. It's their form of Shira. What do you think? Interesting, right? For the Brisker Rav, it works very well.
It doesn't say that straight out. It says Koros Allah.
Right.
It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that they repeat after them.
That's true, because they didn't have to. Theoretically, just Shomei Kona, you could listen. You don't have to repeat.
Yeah.
It's the Gemara and Bagiola. So that's a suggestion. It's a suggestion. It helps on the practical side.
It doesn't say that they repeat.
Rashi is actually saying. For like...
Good work.
No, it's just... Rashi says that they were repeating.
No, he said they were saying the Rashi Prakim.
Yeah, the Rashi Prakim.
Yeah.
They would say.
They would say just the Rashi Prakim, which if you look in the Sugya and Megillah, they don't even need to say the Rashi Prakim. They could just say Amen or nothing. Shomei Ka'ona works if they say nothing. Great. So that, I thought, was an interesting way of addressing the practical question, and it's a great expression of the Brisker Rav's claim that both the Levium and the Yisraelim were singing Shira for Rashi. That's perspective number one. Pshitas Rashi, that the Yisraelim were singing Shira. According to the strict, narrow, local reading of Rashi, only the Yisraelim were singing Shira, and that's why you don't have to worry about the issue of Enor Shira Layayin, according to the Tzlach. But we did see that we have that Rashi in Ervin, so the Brisker Rav said that we have two Shiras that are happening, and perhaps one Shira is being Motzi the other. Great. The second option is what Tosos says, which is that the Levium recited the Shira. The Levium said the Halal, and this is what we saw in the Rambam. Great. So Tosos asks the question. He says, but wait a minute. The Gemara says, in Erechin, Ein Omrim Shira Ela Alayayin. You only recite Shira when you have Nisuch Hayayin. So what is Tosos' answer? Tosos' answer is, Ein Omrim Shira B'Shas HaKravas Karbon Ela Alayayin. You only require Shira Alayayin B'Shas HaKravas Karbon. Because we have a drasha, Sameach Elokim Va'Anashim. But a Shira, which is Shalom B'Shas HaKrava, they would say Shira Shalom Alayayin, like we found in Kama Duchti, which can explain the Tosas case that he mentioned about Mekachin HaHazaros, Shtei Tosas and Shira, some Achronim are upset about that. Okay. So this question of Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin, the Minchas Chinuch is very upset about this Tosfos.
The Minchas Chinuch, let me find it. Minchas Chinuch is in Shin Tzari Dalet. It's at the end of Shin Tzari Dalet.
Shin Tzari Dalet, it's in a long os Yud Gimel. It's the last os in the piece. What's that? Minchas Chinuch Shin Tzari Dalet Yud Gimel. Yes, that's correct.
So they will stop only during the Shira, they will say.
Not understanding.
So when they say Halal, there's no wine.
Let's forget about our carbon. Let's forget about Pesach for a second. Generally, when do you have Shira? When you have a carbon tzibur and you have Nesachim, you pour the wine, that's when they would sing the Shira. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. How can you say Halal b'shas shchitas haPesach? There's no Nisuch. So Tosfos says, don't worry. You have Halal, you have Shira, shalo b'shas hakrava, then you don't require it. And his raya is from the Shtei Todos Shir to Mekadosh the Azara. So he says, b'kama duchti. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says in Erechin, on Daf Yud Aleph, how do you know? Minayin lebikurim shetu'unin shira. How do you know that bikurim acquire shira? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, and then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, what are you talking about? Einorim shira el alayayin. Wait a second. Is bikurim, does that have hakrava? No. It has havas makom and tenufa, but that's it. So Minchas Chinuch is very upset about Tosfos. How can Tosfos suggest that the answer to his problem is, oh, since it's not b'shas hakrava, there's no requirement of ein omrim shira el alayayin, but you see from bikurim that the Gemara assumed that that condition applied even though there's no hakrava for bikurim. See, he leaves Tosfos, divrei Tosfos tumum shekamosh kasavti. So he has a different suggestion. He says, you know why there's no requirement for Einor Mashira El Alayayin here? Because let's go back to where we started at the beginning. What's the machayv of this Shira? This is not a standard Shira. This is a new Shira for Shechitas Pesach. And he thinks, like the Mikdash David, that since there's no Yayin, there's no formal requirement for Shira, it's only Takana Midrabanan. If it's Takana Midrabanan, they can be Misaking, that they can say Shira whenever they want. So option one is, we said at the beginning, one of the options is to say that this Shira, B'Shas, Shechitas HaPesach, is a real bona fide Shira min HaTorah, like the Brisker Rav said. And if it's a real standard Shira, and according to Tosfos, it's clearly a Shira that's Novan from the Karban, so then you have the condition of Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says the assumption is faulty. The whole requirement for Shira is like the Mikdash David said, it's only Midrabanan. And since it's only Midrabanan, that's why there's no requirement for Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. You hear? But what do we do with Tosfos? Tosfos said that the Mechayv is Midaraisa. What do you do about Bikurim? So the Rashash there in Erechin, he suggests that since Bikurim have Tanufa, and the Gemara has a drasha that they are accompanied by a Karban, he says they should be treated like a Karban. And that's the answer for Tosfos. And I'm sure there's more to say about this, the relationship between Bikurim and the idea of being a Karban, but that's how he gets out of this problem. What about Bikurim? The answer is Bikurim is like a Karban. So we have Shitas Tosfos, who assumes that this is Shira of a standard Karban, which is why you have the Tanai of Einor Mashira El Alayayin, and you have to give an answer. We have the approach of the Minchas Chinuch, who says that it's only Drabanan, and that's why it's not. And you have the Teretz for Tosfos against the Kashan Minchas Chinuch from the Rashash.
When do you see the Shira of Bikurim?
It's a good question. The Gemara doesn't say. I don't know if it's at the Hava or the Tanufa.
You wish to share by the Kurim.
The Gemara has a drasha to say that you say it. And the Gemara has to say that, I'm sorry, the Gemara does say when you say it. The Gemara says that what you, the case is, Eino Rim Shira El Alayayin, it's that the guy brought Bikurim, specifically Bikurim of grapes, and then he squished them and made wine. So you can fulfill the condition of Eino Rim Shira El Alayayin when you're Menasech Liyayin. Sorry, it does say it in the Hemsha. However, there's a third approach to this Tosfos. If the Minchas Chinuch says that if the whole requirement to say halal is only the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon didn't require that you have Yayin. That's all. So you have Tosfos, Doraisa, Minchas Chinuch, Rabbanan, and the Rashash answering Tosfos, four Tosfos from the Kasha Minchas Chinuch. However, the Heliger of Arileb Malin has a short essay here in Chelak Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, where he also explains Tosfos, and he explains the back and forth, the Shakla Vitaria, in this Tosfos. What was the question of Tosfos? That Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin, and what's the answer for Tosfos? That, don't worry, it depends on what kind of carbon it is. What changed between the Havamina and Maskana? He has a great way of framing the principle of Ein Omrim Shira El Ayayin. It's a great chakira. He says, what's the nature of this concept, this principle, that you only say Shira on Yayin? Is it the pshat that this is a condition? It's a tanai. That every time you sing Shira, it's always got to be on Yayin. That's what it is. It's just a condition. Really, the machayev for the Shira could be the carbon. But when you have the machayev of the Shira, make sure to do the Shira when there's Yayin. Or, he says, that maybe the machayev of the Shira is Yayin. Ein Orim Shira Ela Yayin, it's not that that's a condition, it's that the only way to get to Shira is if you have Yayin, because it's the Yayin that generates the Chiyuv Shira. Do you hear the distinction? For sure, you hear the difference? So he says, the Gemara has an interesting question. The Gemara in Erechim, at the top of Yud Beis, Eiboyelu, they have a Shaila. Nesachim haboyim b'fnei atzman tu'unin shira o ein tu'unin shira. Let's say you're just offering nesachim. Do they need or do they not need a shira? So the Gemara says, well, kev under Rav Shmuel ben Achameini, Rav Yonasan minayin she'ein orim shira el alayayin. Amrinan.
Where's the Gemara?
Erechin Yud Beis. Since we have this principle, Ein Orim Shira El Alayayin, maybe you should say it. O Dilma al Achila Ushtia Aminon, Ashtia Luchuda Ilo Aminon. The Gemara leaves it as a Shaila, then the Gemara goes on to deal with it. Tashma. But wait a second, says Rabbi Lev, an awesome Diuk. He says, what was the first Sa'ad of the Gemara? The first Sa'ad of the Gemara was, maybe you should have Shira when you just bring the Sachem alone. Because, why? Ein Orim Shira El Alayayin. That's right. He says, if it's a condition, then it's circular. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. He says, you see from this Gemara that the Yayin is the Machayev of the Shira. So he suggests, and he has another Raya from a different point. So he says, he suggests, awesome, he says, maybe this is the Havamina and the Maskana of Tosfos. That the Havamina is that Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin is a Tanai. Whenever you're going to say Shira, you have to make sure that there's Yayin. So how could it be that here there's no Yayin? That was the Havamina. The Maskana is no. Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin is that Shira is the Yayin is the Mechayev of Shira. But that doesn't preclude the potential for a requirement of Shira in a different context. Right? According to the Havamina of Tosfos, it's two directional. You can never find a Shira that doesn't have Yayin. That's the assumption. That's the Havamina. But the Maskana of Tosfos is no. It's not two directional. It's one directional. Ein Orim Shira El Alayayin means that Yayin is Mechayiv Ashira. It's possible you could find cases where you can have Ashira that's not Noveya from Yayin. You hear the point? The difference?
Where is the case? It doesn't require one.
So, Halo B'Shchitas Pesach. Or Kiddush of the Azaros. Some Achronim were even bothered Bechlal, how Tosfos had a kasha from Kiddush Azaros. What does Kiddush Azaros have to do with anything? Can Kiddush Azaros could be done by night? Right? The answer, so basically what he's saying is that the answer of Tosfos is really the truth, and it's perfectly logical, makes perfect sense. That when the Gemara says, Ein Orim Shira El Alayayin, it's saying that Yayin is the Mechayev. Lashon
itself, Ein Orim Shira El Alayayin, sounds like only say it when there is wine. It seems like you eat wine. It's hard to say. It's a mechayim, but you have another mechayim. It's hard to know.
So the answer from Tosfos is exactly that. That the it's true that the condition of Ein Omer B'Shira El Alayayin, that's said in the context of a karbon. That when you have a karbon, you're never going to find a shira without yayin. But that doesn't mean that that's the only context. Ein Omer B'Shira, that's exactly the chesed. So to summarize, the way that we're looking at Tosfos now is that Tosfos understands that this is certainly a real bona fide Shira, but the Tanai of Ein Omer Shira El Alayayin, it doesn't mean that that's a condition. It means that that's the Mechayiv. And Tosfos' Maskana is that there are multiple Mechayivim for Shira in different contexts. So to summarize, Shitas Rashi is that only the Yisraelim, well, let's start from the beginning. We had three options as to the nature of this Mechayev. Is it a Takanas Nevi'im? Is it only a Din D'Rabbanan? Or is it a real Din D'Oraisa? Rashi's opinion that this is a Mechayev of the Yisraelim. The Briska Rav pointing out that this Chiv on the Yisraelim is separate from, but not replacing the Chiv of the Shira of the Karban from the Levi'im. And according to Tosfos, it's Dafka the Chiv on the Levi'im. How does Tosfos deal with Emor Meshira El Alayayin? So, according to the Minchas Chinuch, Tosfos is wrong. The whole thing is only Midrabanan, and therefore you dispense with that requirement. According to the Rashash, it's not a problem from Bikurim because that's like a carbon. According to Rabbi Aryeh Leib, the Havi and the Maskana of Tosfos are teaching you something about this relationship between Yayin and Shira. That according to the Havamina, it's that every time you have a Shira, there must be Yayin. It's conditional. And according to the Maskana, it's that Yayin generates the Chi of Shira, but potentially you could find a Mechai for Shira in other contexts.